With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Just How Attractive Is Jurgen Klopp? By Trevor Downey. It's been an odd couple of days for those of us obsessed with the state of affairs at Liverpool Football Club. For one cohort, the aftermath of Manchester United's Europa League victory was the perfect opportunity for the kind of moaning and masochistic self-flagellation that seems to be de rigueur amongst them. They truly seem to hate themselves and the rest of the world, this lot. It was all over now, you see. The Manx would beat us to all the players. They were back on track. We'd won nothing. FSG had done nothing. Or had done something. I can't recall which. Everything, to use the appropriate technical term, was shit. Others, opting for the novel option of pretending there was nothing else happening outside of LFC, chose to plug their ears and wallow in endless online video compilations to celebrate the 12th anniversary of Liverpool's 2005 Champions League win in Istanbul. Now, your columnist will admit to finding all of that a bit much, and more than a little cringe-inducing given the timing, but who am I to judge? It was a glorious moment, and at least they seemed happier than the sad sacks from paragraph 1. Thankfully, as they were suitably distracted, the nostalgia merchants weren't joining the mobilisation of incensed Liverpool fans petitioning the club to divest Michael Owen of his symbolic role at LFC on the back of his somewhat one-eyed commentary on the aforementioned final in Stockholm. Seriously, how is it new to these people that Owen is far from the most partisan of former Red Men? He's an ex-pro gob for hire who was a great player for Liverpool, but seems to have been even more enchanted by his time at Old Trafford. Fair play to him. Simply remember the FA Cup final in 2001. Leave Michael to his corporate helicopter-based Dubai promos and go out for a nice walk in the fresh air. For another, slightly less maudlin group of us, there was much glee to be derived from the frankly remarkable images of Jurgen Klopp trying his hand at some traditional Aboriginal dancing, playing a didgeridoo and lobbing about a spear and a boomerang in a way that the club's health and safety people will not have approved of. By his own admission, the gaffer, like most of us modern males, would probably struggle were he ever faced with having to survive in the bush, but his ego-free, lamentable public attempts were highly amusing to watch, at least for those of us not caught up in an endless spiral of hate. I honestly believe the amiability of the German gaffer is a real problem for people whose default setting is snide derision. It's genuinely difficult to manufacture any reason to actively dislike Klopp. And the securing of fourth place and the Champions League qualifier is real and tangible progress for the club. Even as one not given to flights of fanciful optimism, this Irishman is convinced that the good days under Klopp are only tentatively beginning. Certainly, to listen to Steven Gerrard, who seemed to genuinely revel in the chance to pull on the shirt again in the recent Sydney friendly, Liverpool have found themselves quite the manager. Needless to say, this being the heightened man, he managed to sound vaguely depressed about something. In this instance, it was the way the stars had aligned in terms of his departure and Klopp's arrival. I was looking around and it was a strange feeling out there, insisted the Reds legend. I was thinking, if Jurgen Klopp had been at this club a bit earlier, what might have been? There's no doubt about it, if he had been here 3 or 4 years, I believe I would have been part of him delivering big trophies for this club. It's his aura and the way he is with you, how he makes you feel. I went out there to play in a friendly and I felt like it was the World Cup final. That's what he gives a player. In an observation which may help jolly a few of the more fatalistic fans out of their dour summer transfer predictions, Gerrard was unequivocal about the attractiveness of the bearded Swabian to players considering a move to L4, even managing a not-so-subtle reminder to the boss that he can still do a job, should he be needed. If I'm a top player around Europe and Jurgen picks up the phone and I get offered the chance to play for this club, which is moving forward in every single department and has a world-class manager leading it, I'd be jumping at that opportunity. I want to play for him, and I'm 37 next week. For me, it's such an exciting project, not just because we qualify for the Champions League, but the whole project, the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it turns out to be, are going to be very exciting. And players will want to be part of what Jurgen's doing. And that is the magic of Klopp. We all want to be a part of what he's doing. Apart from the dancing. I could live without the dancing. But if you're talking spear throwing, didgeridoo playing, and rallying the Reds for an assault on the top tier of European football, well then, like Steven Gerrard, I'm in. I know it goes against some well-founded instincts, but I can't help but have a sneaking, happy, gleeful feeling every time I think about this transfer window. The first one proper, I think, where Jurgen Klopp has something to really offer players and can point to some real progress and a real, as Steven Gerrard calls it, a project, which is going to be very, very attractive, I think, to a very, very, very large amount of players. Plus, of course, you've got Premier League money. You put all of that together and the patently, hideously clickbait title, which I settled on, I've just realised afterwards how bad it sounds, and it wasn't intended like that at all. Trust me, that's not my thing. But I think the answer to the question of just how attractive is Jurgen Klopp is very attractive indeed. And that's not a reference to the many ladies I know who find the man to be quite dashing in appearance, but more to the fact of what Steven Gerrard was saying. He is, and obviously I realise Stevie is a club employee, he's doing a great job of selling the club there to anyone who might be reading it, he's getting it out into the media, he's not slowing the uptake, Steven, he's a clever man, he knows exactly what he's doing, what he's saying, but at the same time there is a genuine kind of feel to what he's saying. I think what betrays that is the fact that he couldn't help but say the little comments about himself, so I think he's being honest there when he says that players are going to want to play for this guy. And this is what you hear from all his previous players, or most of them at least. So at this stage, at least, before the window even bloody opens, I think we can all manage. I'm certainly going to try to have nothing but hope and optimism and joy and excitement about the potential for great stars coming to the club. And let's hope that that is fully justified. I think it is. And certainly the appeal of Jurgen Klopp, as Steven Gerrard said, is going to be a big, big factor in deciding which of the wonderful players that I'm imagining in my head will eventually end up wearing the red and hopefully leading us in a merry charge into Europe throughout the course of next season and not just for one qualifier. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.